Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're pulling back the curtain on a really specific kind of service life guidance and looking at how providers frame their expertise.
Right, and our source material is quite unique. We're looking at promotional bits for astrologer Arjun Nanda, specifically his services based in Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to be clear, our aim isn't to evaluate the practice itself, but really to dig into the language, the marketing approach, and the promises used to position this person as an expert.
We're basically dissecting how this kind of niche expertise, you know, spiritual guidance, gets tied to a place and sold as a fix for, well, universal problems.
Precisely. How it's anchored geographically.
Okay, let's unpack this. So the first thing that that really hits you is how bold that opening claim is.
Yeah.
Best astrologer in Liverpool.
Right. It's uncompromising.
It doesn't just say I'm available here. It's planting a flag, claiming local dominance. What's the value, strategically speaking, of tying something like fate and stars to, like, a specific UK postcode?
Well, it does create an immediate sense of perceived trustworthiness, doesn't it? Claiming you're the best locally suggests you're known, you're recognized in that community.
Makes it feel more real.
Yeah.
Less abstract.
Exactly. It makes the intangible feel a bit more tangible. But what's really interesting is how that local claim works with the bigger ambition, providing trusted life guidance.
Oh, okay.
See, that shifts things. It's not just about predicting the future. It's framed as comprehensive, reliable help, like a guide, not just a fortune teller.
I do wonder, though, does claiming to be the best in Liverpool maybe limit it a bit? I mean, if you're dealing with cosmic forces, why narrow it down to one city? Wouldn't a truly, like, top-tier astrologers have a global reach?
That's a really sharp point, actually. A valid critique. But think about the person looking for help right now.
Okay.
For them, that local claim tackles the immediate hurdles. Accessibility and validation. It basically says, look, the best solution for your problems, it's right here in Liverpool, ready to go.
So convenience and maybe a sense of local vetting.
Yes. And look at the promise tied to it. Helping clients overcome life's challenges and achieve peace of mind. That's selling emotional stability, resolution.
That's a huge emotional payoff they're promising.
It's the highest value proposition you can offer, really. Relief from that deep stress.
And if you're feeling that stress, you probably do want someone local, someone you feel is vetted, someone you can access quickly. Yeah, that mix of high stakes emotion and specific geography. It's clever marketing, isn't it?
It really is. So they've established the why, peace of mind. Now let's get into the how. What areas do they actually claim to specialize in?
Right. Moving on to the specifics listed in the source, we see three main pillars in what they offer.
And these three are very strategically chosen, I think. They tap right into the biggest sources of anxiety and where people often feel stuck. First up is horoscope reading.
The foundation.
Kind of like the diagnostic tool, yeah. The sort of x-ray of the client's situation based on their framework. Then second, there's love astrology.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Relationships, emotions. It's a huge driver for people seeking advice.
Absolutely. Arguably the most common source of personal distress for many. And the third.
Career guidance. So rounding out the big life areas. Work, money, direction, success.
Exactly. Money, self, relationships. It's not accidental, you know. Whether you go to a therapist, a business coach, or, well, an astrologer like this, those are the core areas where people feel vulnerable and often look for outside input.
Quite a streamlined offering then, hitting the major pain points directly.
Very efficient.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me, because the service seems to go beyond just, you know, telling you things. Most people want action, right? They don't just want the diagnosis, they want the prescription.
You've nailed it. And that brings us to the core deliverables, the actionable stuff. The material promises accurate predictions, okay, that covers the desire for foresight, easing the stress of what if.
Knowing what might be coming.
Right. But the real engine for the client, the part they can use, is the promise of personalized remedies for a brighter future.
Personalized remedies. That's the key phrase, isn't it? That operationalizes the whole thing.
Absolutely. It's the difference between just hearing about your stars and getting, like you said, a prescription. It turns the abstract reading into concrete steps, supposedly tailored just for you.
So it's not just analysis, it's proposed solutions.
It's presented as the ultimate form of guidance, really.
Yeah.
Taking this complex, maybe fate-driven knowledge and boiling it down into practical things you can do. And you can see how appealing that structure is, especially if you're the learner type we often talk about.
How so?
Well, it gives you a clear path. here's the problem identified, here's the analysis behind it, and boom, here's a potential solution or path forward. It frames the guidance not just as prediction, but as active, personalized intervention.
And they back this up. The source material mentions years of experience, suggesting it's not just guesswork, it's seasoned advice.
Right, building that credibility.
And there's an urgency, too. Get expert advice today. The fact that they provide clear contact details, a phone number, a website, that's not just logistical info, is it?
No, not at all. It signals they're ready, they're operational. It says, this expertise isn't just theoretical. We're an active service ready to help you with these big issues, love, career, right now here in Liverpool.
It makes the promise of those remedies feel much more immediate and accessible.
The whole structure, from the local claim to the specific services to the actionable remedies and contact info, it's all designed to build confidence that they can deliver practical steps based on their complex foresight.
Okay. So what does this all mean? We've sort of mapped out, using this very specific source, how a specialized guidance service can structure itself. It starts with a confident, localized claim, best in Liverpool. Then it focuses hard on those universal human worries, love, career, peace of mind. And crucially, it delivers its value through promises of personalized, actionable steps or remedies.
Yeah, the core synthesis, the bridge they're building, is taking something potentially very complex and abstract, fate, horoscopes, and translating it into immediate practical actions a person can take right where they are.
The celestial meets the concrete, right here on Merseyside.
You could put it that way, yes. The synthesis of the, let's say, cosmic and the immediate circumstance.
So this leaves us, and you listening, with something interesting to think about. How does that claim of being hyper-local best astrologer in Liverpool actually impact how credible the advice feels, especially when it's tackling these huge abstract human issues?
That's a great question. Does grounding something potentially universal, even transcendental, in a specific physical place actually boost its trustworthiness?
And maybe compare that mentally. How do other specialists, say financial advisors or lawyers, use locality? Does being the go-to local expert enhance their standing, even if the principles they use are global?
It's worth mulling over, isn't it? How often that local seal of approval becomes a powerful source of trust, even when the problems themselves feel vast or, you know, universal. Something to think about.